Today we're building a Tape Hayes Jungle Base Wobble in Ableton Live 12, and the goal is to make it feel old, dangerous, and still completely current inside a roller. Now I want to be very clear about the target. We are not chasing a cartoon lo-fi wobble. We're building movement, warm smear, pitch instability, rhythmic breathing, controlled low end, the kind of bass layer that sits under the drums and pushes the tune forward without trying to steal the spotlight from the snare. This kind of sound lives in the mid-bass and texture zone of a DNB track. It can answer the drums every two bars, support a drop, or act like a transition hook that keeps the energy rolling while the drum pattern stays relatively stable. And that's the key idea here. The bass should feel alive, but disciplined. So let's start with the foundation. Split the sound into two parts from the beginning. One part is the mono sub. The other part is the haze layer, the movement layer, the character layer. Keep them separate, always. For the sub, use a clean sine-based source or a very simple bass patch. Nothing flashy, nothing wide, nothing that tries to be clever. This part should be boring in the best possible way. It holds the tune down and survives the club system. The movement layer can be to duplicate MIDI track or a separate instrument track, and that layer is where the attitude lives. What you want to hear at this stage is simple. The sub should feel like it is under the drums, not on top of them, and the haze layer should still be audible on small speakers without making the bass line feel thin. If that balance isn't there yet, don't overcomplicate it. Fix the source before you start stacking effects. Next, write the phrase around the drums, not around the bass. In roller and jungle influence DNB, the bass wins when it leaves space. Program a one-bar or two-bar motif first. Place the notes around the snare, not directly on every backbeat. Let the bass answer the drum phrase, then breathe into the next kick or ghost note. Why this works in DNB is pretty simple. The drums already have movement, swing, and identity. If the bass hits every strong point too aggressively, the loop becomes static and the groove loses its edge. But if the bass leaves little pockets of silence and delay, the drums stay in charge and the whole section feels heavier. A really strong starting idea is a two-bar phrase with a solid downbeat, a syncopated mid-bar reply, and a tail note that spills into the next bar. Maybe one or two offbeat repeats to create pulse. Maybe one longer note for tension before a fill. That's enough to get the engine running. What to listen for here? If the bass phrase masks the snare transient, shorten the note lengths or slide one hit slightly later. You want the bass to lean into the pocket, not sit on top of it. If the snare still cracks through and the bass feels like it's riding the brake, you're on the right path. Now let's shape the haze layer with a stock Ableton chain that gives us age and motion. A really solid starting point is wavetable or operator into saturator, then autofilter, then chorus ensemble or phaser flanger, then utility. Keep the source harmonically simple enough that the processing can speak. You want the chain to do the storytelling. Start with a little saturation, maybe around a few dB of drive depending on level, then use the filter to focus the movement in the low mids and upper bass, and keep the modulation subtle. This should feel like a tape machine with character, not a preset wobble trying to flex. What to listen for? When the note changes, you should hear a slight smear, a gentle bloom after the transient, and enough harmonic content that the bass still reads on laptop speakers. If it sounds too clean, add a touch more drive. If it gets brittle, back off the top end before the distortion, not after it. That small decision makes a big difference. The real magic here is in the motion. Don't rely on brute force LFO chaos. Tape haze works because the movement is imperfect, not extreme. Use a slow filter sweep, mild resonance, or subtle envelope motion so the bass feels like it has worn mechanical drift, like the pitch and tone are shifting just a little under stress. You can take this in two directions. One is the subtle roller version, where the wobble is restrained and the bass stays deep and disciplined. The other is the more animated jungle smear version, where the movement is a little more obvious and the bass becomes a stronger color in the drop. Both are valid. The choice depends on the drums. If the break is busy, stay subtle. If the section has more space, let the bass talk a bit more. That's the kind of decision that separates a track that feels controlled from one that feels overloaded. A huge next move is to print the haze layer to audio once the core idea is working. This is where the sound starts to feel real. Resampling freezes the tiny imperfections into something repeatable. And in DNB, that's powerful, because now the bass behaves more like part of the arrangement and less like a patch you keep endlessly tweaking. Once it's audio, edit it like drum audio. Trim tails. Nudge a note slightly. Reverse a tiny pre-hit into a fill. Fade the end of a note like the tape is wearing out. Duplicate a bar and degrade the repeat a little more aggressively for variation. That kind of human detail goes a long way. A useful habit here is to say versions clearly. A clean print, a darker print, a rougher print. Those three versions can cover a whole arrangement without needing a brand new sound every time. That's a very readable producer move, and it keeps the workflow fast. Now we need to carve the frequency rolls properly. Use EQ8 after the texture chain and treat this layer like a mid-bass performer, not a full-range instrument. If the sub is separate, high-pass the haze layer somewhere around 80 to 140 Hz. If it sounds boxy, dip a little around 200 to 400 Hz. If it gets harsh, gently trim the upper mids. If it needs more presence on small speakers, add a controlled boost up top, but keep the weight in the sub layer. Mono compatibility matters a lot here. If the stereo version sounds huge but the mono version falls apart, the widening is too aggressive or too low in the spectrum. Keep the actual low end centered. Let only the upper harmonics breathe a little wider. That's how you keep club power and texture at the same time. What to listen for in this stage? In stereo, though, the bass should feel textured. In mono, the groove should still be obvious and the low end should not disappear. If the bass turns into mush when collapsed, the width needs to move higher up, or the low band needs to be more disciplined. Don't be afraid to simplify. Clarity is heavy. Now lock the bass to the drum pocket with tiny timing decisions. In jungle and roller contexts, micro-editing matters more than huge moves. If a bass transient is early, it can steal the authority from the drums. If it's late, the groove can drag, so shorten note lengths before busy snares. Delay a response note slightly after a break stab. Cut tails before ghost notes if they clutter the pocket. Here's a great check. Mute the bass and listen to the drum loop on its own. Then bring the bass back. If the drums suddenly sound smaller, the bass is probably stealing transient attention. That means you need to adjust note length or attack, not just turn the whole thing down. Good bass programming is often about leaving the drums sounding inevitable. Now bring in automation, but use it for phrasing, not for non-stop motion. Think in 4-bar and 8-bar shapes. Open the filter a little in the last bar before the drop. Add a touch more saturation on the final bar of a phrase. Darken the response, then reopen it. Pull the movement layer down briefly before a fill so the drum edit hits harder. This is where the track starts to feel alive, not because it's constantly changing, but because the changes make sense. One bar breathes a little differently. One repeat is rougher. One tail gets worn down. That's enough. If you want the bass to support the drop, keep the sub stable and the top movement restrained. If you want it to lead the drop, let the mid-range motion come forward a little more and make the wobble more audible. Support mode is better when the drums already carry a lot of energy. Lead mode is better when you need a signature bass statement. Both are useful. Just make the decision on purpose. A really important production rule here is to check the whole section before you add more layers. Loop the bass with the drums, the break edits, and any atmospheres. Ask yourself whether the kick still lands, whether the snare still cuts, whether the break detail is still audible, and whether the bass adds pressure without masking the pocket. If the section feels heavy but blurry, the fix is usually to lower the texture layer, narrow the stereo image, or shorten the note tails. If it feels clean but too polite, add a bit more drive, a touch more filter movement, or degraded tail on one response note. You're always balancing pressure against clarity. A quick reminder here, the sound should feel like a worn rolling engine under the drums. Not a separate effect, not a gimmick, an engine. Now, a couple of bonus producer thoughts that really matter. First, if you want more menace, let the bass phrase avoid the strongest downbeat once in a while. That tiny delay can feel heavier than adding more saturation. Silence and restraint are powerful in DNB. Second, if the bass starts sounding too polished, reduce the high-end sheen before you reduce the drive. A little grime and age is the goal, not fizz, not plastic shine. Age. Third, for a tougher version, you can create a parallel dirty layer. Duplicate the haze layer. Filter it narrower. Distort it harder. And keep it very low in the mix. That gives you pressure without making the main bass too wide or too chaotic. Fourth, when you're arranging, don't just make the sound louder for the second drop. Change one thing. Open the filter a bit more. Shift one note, or add a rougher resampled tail. That keeps the identity intact while still giving the listener a lift. And that brings us to the bigger arrangement mindset. The sound works best as a phrase engine, not just a loop. Every 2 or 4 bars, give it a small internal evolution. A change tail, one altered note, a brief dropout before the next hit. That's what keeps a roller feeling like it's moving forward even when the drum pattern stays locked. For transitions, think about using bass silence as a tool. If you remove the haze layer for half a bar before a fill, the fill suddenly feels bigger without needing extra FX. If you let a bass tail hang under a snare pickup and then cut it dead on the next downbeat, the drop-in feels more violent. Those details are subtle, but they hit hard. So here's the practical challenge. Build a 4-bar jungle bass wobble that feels tape-worn, rolling, and mix-safe. Use stock Ableton devices only. Keep a separate mono sub layer. Use no more than 3 processing devices before EQ on the haze layer. Phrase it over a 4-bar loop with drums and 1 break edit, and include at least 1 automation move.